today kicks off the CES. Kelly and I know you're such a fan. You know what that stands for, right?
No idea. I don't know what the CES is.
The Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas gets started today.
Yeah.
Where they take a look at the weird gadgets available for...
How many more times are you going to do that throughout this year?
I just
we're already several times in the first week.
So CES, a robot vacuum that picks up dirty socks. You're like, wait, isn't it like a Roomba? Yes, it is, but it just looks
for socks.
It has an extendable arm on top that picks up the stuff that you tossed on the floor, so it doesn't suck it up, right?
Okay, so it just keeps it aside from the actual dirt that it's sucking up. So we're sweeping the floor and picking up socks at the same time?
Or picking up socks? We're picking up you're sweeping the floor and picking up whatever that won't get sucked up, right?
So how are your kids going to learn to do it for themselves, though, get a machine that's going to do it for them?
They're not. In
25. This is a problem.
And 25.
What other useless tech do we have?
How about the electric rollerblades for $800? You can relive the 90s with speeds up to 18 miles an hour.
Oh, that nothing could go wrong there.
Right, Kelly, didn't you break a wrist or something by
on a hoverboard?
Yeah, right. So this is much speedier than what you had.
That's not good for anybody.
Uh huh. Yeah.
For $800?
Yep. And you
and
can,
hospital bills.
Yep,
to come.
And you too can experience the thrill of falling down and breaking
at higher speeds.
Yep, here in the
25.
One more.
All right, one more. A tiny robot that blows on your drink to cool it down.
We need a robot to do that. We can't blow on our own drinks to cool them off now.
Not all of these things are actually going to make it to mass production.
Okay. So this is just like a science fair kind of thing.
It's the Consumer Electronics Show, and it's got a lot of things, a lot of weird things. And here are some of the stranger gadgets that have been unveiled at the Consumer Electronics Show.
Okay,
including,
so chances are a distributor is not going to pick this up and say, this is great. Let's sell this in a store.
Yeah, including the Fufu. Yes.
The Fufu?
It looks like a tiny cat, and it hangs on the side of your coffee mug.
Stop it.
And it also works on other hot items, and it blows on your drink or your soup to cool it down.
Now, listen, I'm going to, you know, we all poo-poo this. However, you would buy this 1,000%. If this became a thing in a store, you would buy it.
I probably would. And to be honest, this is actually going to go on sale in Japan later this year for around $25.
Stop it. Someone is there actually selling that one?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I feel like you need to have it now.
If it pops up
on Amazon, it's yours.
So there you go. Those are some of the fun gadgets that are being unveiled right now as we speak during the Consumer Electronics Show.